We're glad we serve a God of second chances. And third, and fourth, and fifth, and on. I can understand the Lord not giving up on me as a lost man. But what I have a problem with is the fact that he didn't give up on me after he saved me. I mean, be honest with you, if you're born again, you ought to live like it. You ought to act like it. You ought to be the most thankful, grateful person on the face of the earth. We just missed hell, that's all. All like sheep, we're prone to wonder, prone to leave the God I love. Oh, his mercy has been unbelievable. Not just at salvation, but since salvation. I might preach this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God. Luke chapter number 5 this morning. Simple thought. I told somebody this morning I've had two messages on my heart, really, and struggled most of the night last night and was up to about 2:30 this morning and trying to figure out which way to go. And I'd look at this one and look at that one and pray a little bit and then look at this one and look at that one. And finally the Lord said to shut up and go sleep. And a lot of times I'll have a couple of different thoughts on my mind, but they'll be in the same direction. And these were totally opposite. One going one end of the spectrum, one totally the opposite way. Amen. I've just been trying my best to practice what I preach and trusting this morning. And one message is on my iPad, and the other one is just an old handwritten outline. And I said, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to leave this iPad in my office.
Amen.
Uh-huh. I believe I've got the message this morning that the Lord would have us hear. Probably familiar scripture to you this morning. But listen, I didn't even preach last Sunday morning, so I'll make up for it this morning. That's all right. Amen. I got my watch right here. This is for your comfort and nothing more. I'm going to preach while I'm done. Amen. Luke chapter number 5, I want you to look with me at verse number 12. Everybody there say amen.
Amen.
The Bible said it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man, say the next statement with me, full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I love this. I will. I can just stop right there every day and have where he said, I will. This man with leprosy said, Lord, if you will. He said, I will. By the way, he may be standing in the midst of your situation this morning saying, I will. Lord, will you? Yeah, I will. I'll help you. Amen. He said, I will be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. He charged him to tell no man and to go and show thyself to the priest. That's according to the Levitical law. He was supposed to do that and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. We're going to back up just a little bit, back to verse number 12. And we're going to read that verse again. The Bible said it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. Here's a man with leprosy. I'm going to look just a couple of thoughts this morning. Number one, I want you to notice his condition. Leprosy, you've got to understand something about leprosy. It's it made cancer look like a common cold. Leprosy was a disease that would show up as a spot. And a lot of times we notice, and I've noticed as we get older, we get those dark spots or sun spots on our skin, and we get a little worried and think, boy, that might be skin cancer. Well, back then, if you got a little spot, it wasn't something you could run to the doctor and they'd freeze off or remove. They'd get a little spot. There's a chance that that little spot could be this disease that was called leprosy. Leprosy could continue in your body for over 20 years before it finally claimed your life.
Wow.
20 years. I know people who have been sick, but I don't know anybody who has carried a life-threatening disease for 20 years. Leprosy was so bad, in fact, that it would just literally rot you while you live.
Yeah.
It would break out in a sore or a ball, and it would just continue to get worse. They would actually lose limbs, fingers, noses, ears. I mean, parts of their body would just fall off.
Amen. Amen.
It's pretty gross, isn't it? I actually looked up on the interweb and found some pictures and thought we might put them up there and let you see them this morning. But you don't want to see that. Yeah, in my younger days, I showed you, but I've gotten a little bit more manners about it. But really, it's a grotesque thing. They not only look like monsters, but they smell.
Oh, yeah.
We read stories about it. You can smell them from afar off. They smell like death.
Yes.
Leprosy. What a disease. This man came to Jesus, Brother Charles, and the Bible didn't just say that he had leprosy. The Bible said he was full of leprosy.
Yes,
so this man wasn't in the early stages. Thank God, Miss April, we caught this cancer. She did. They caught it quick, I believe. And I believe, Lord, gonna do something right there. Amen? But this guy wasn't in the early stages. Brother Eric, it wasn't just a spot on his skin. The Bible said that he was full of leprosy. In other words, he was in full-blown leprosy, as bad as he can get.
Amen.
He's in bad shape.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm trying not to get way ahead of myself, and I'm trying not to go too far into this that we might not dig ourselves out. But he shouldn't have even been talking to Jesus.
That's right.
Are you listening? Yes. His condition. I wonder what your condition is this morning.
Amen.
And so I don't have leprosy. There's not parts of my body rotting off, and I don't stink. It's according to who's doing the smell. Leprosy in the Bible is always a type or a picture of sin. Sin. That's some preachers don't say anymore. Sin. There I said it. Leprosy in the Bible is always a type or a picture of sin. By the way, let me just mention this morning why we're here. It's because of sin.
Yeah.
Every one of us are in the house of God this morning because of sin. Sin is what separated us from God. And by the way, sin is what brought us to God.
Amen.
Amen. Leprosy is always a type of sin. It's an ugly thing. Sin is not pretty. They put pretty names on it now, and they call it a lifestyle or an illness or a sickness. Hey, whatever happens, it's just old-fashioned sin. The Bible did not say, for all have a lifestyle and come short of the glory of God. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Let me just throw up both hands this morning and plead guilty before the crowd and before the throne of God this morning and say, yes, I have sinned. Not once, a bunch. And got a good idea, I will again. Can you get a witness right there? Leprosy in the Bible is always its example. It is a type and a picture of sin.
Yes, sir.
It was without cure.
Amen.
When you got leprosy, Brother Charles, it was a death sentence.
Yes, sir.
Are we okay this morning? Now, people get news today of cancer, and it's not a death sentence. Many survive. Many live to tell about it and give God the glory for what He's done.
Amen. Yes.
Leprosy was a sure enough. You got leprosy. Don't know when, how long it's going to take, but you're never going to get better. You're going to get worse. You're going to get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse until you die. Isn't that like sin?
Yeah.
Sin never gets better, Brother Freddy, all by itself. You just grow worse and worse and worse. Hey, but sin is a death sentence. The Bible said the soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. The Bible said the wages of sin is death. Hey, man, you know what happens? You're born in this world a sinner, and you get worse and worse and worse and worse until you die. It's a horrible disease.
Yes, sir.
I'd say it's worse than leprosy. Destroys homes. It destroys families. We look at sin and we categorize it. God just looks at sin and says it's sin. We like to make excuses, Brother Charles, and say, well, at least I don't do that, or at least I'm not like him.
Right.
How much sin does it take to displease God? How much sin does it take to spend forever and ever in a place called hell? Well, I was saying there's none righteous. No, not one. Listen, you're not in the first church in the Frigidaire this morning. You're not in a church where everybody thinks they're holier than anybody that walked in the door. You're sitting in a church where most of us realize what we are, what we were, and where we were when God found us. That's why we shout. That's why we praise. That's why we run up and down the aisles. Because we did not deserve what we got. It's example. It is a picture of sin, leprosy. Oh, sin's hard. Sin's hard. You know what it'll do? It'll take a man who's got a good wife and a family and cause him to go out and lay with another woman. It'll cause a lady who has good children and a good husband who works hard to go out and lay with her boss at work. Are we all right? You say that's a little bit blunt. Well, throw your TV in the yard when you get home. Sin is a destroyer. You know who pays the price? The innocent.
Amen.
Are we okay this morning? We don't know about sin. Sin. Sin will take these precious little children we have running around here. We'll turn them into a meth addict one day. Sin's a horrible thing. And like leprosy, outside of God, it's incurable.
That's right, amen.
Somebody said, sow a thought, or plant, if you will. Sow a thought, and you'll reap a word. Sow a word, and you'll reap an act. Sow an act, and you'll reap a character. Sow a character, and you'll reap a destiny.
Amen.
I remember as a little boy in school, New Georgia Elementary School, there was a poster on the wall that showed the major food groups. And on that poster, I don't know why I remember that, but on that poster it said, you are what you eat. You, if that's true, I'd be a hot dog. Amen. You are what you eat. In other words, whatever you do in your life, that's what you're going to get back out of it. But many fold, many times over. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I don't know about you, but I sowed a lot of sin. Leprosy's example, it is a type of sin. But it's in its effect. Not just its example, but its effect. Leprosy has an effect. And it starts out, like I said, very small. Just a little brown spot. And you know what? You don't think a whole lot of it. That's the way sin is. But Charles, that's the way sin is. It starts out just this little old bitty thing. Oh, that ain't no big deal. That ain't no big deal. No addict ever just became an addict overnight. It was a little bit here and a little bit there and a little bit here and a little bit there. Are you listening? I remember the first time I smoked a cigarette. I was with Roger Wood. I was with him the first time I done a whole bunch of stuff. blamed it on him to my mama, and he blamed it on me to his mama. And we both still got whooping different up. I remember the first time I guess. They said, no, you got to inhale. I didn't know what that meant. They said, breathe it in. Got sick in my stomach and puked. It's hard to believe that something that horrible became enjoyable. It's hard to believe it's something that horrible. Why was it so horrible? It wasn't meant to be in my body. Why did it make me sick? I mean, the first time I dipped snuff. I'm talking about all the time breathing snuff. That powder, if you breathe it while you put it in your mouth, it goes up your nose. Come on, anybody used to come in a glass. We'd wash them out and make tea glasses out of it. That's a little old school, ain't it? I remember the first time I tried it, I about died. I turned green as a gourd. Why? That's my body trying to reject what wasn't supposed to be in. But isn't it amazing how something that first time seems so abrupt and so harsh over a period of time, the more you do it, the easier it got. And listen, I sat behind a lady at the red light right here in Villa Rica the other day. Had every window in her car up. She was driving. Her husband was on the passenger side. And both of them were smoking. They didn't even have a window crack. I mean, that car was just a fog. And I thought, ooh. I'm glad I don't put that on. I'm not preaching at you about smoking this morning. I'm just saying that's how sin does. It starts out little, man, and it gets easier and easier and easier and easier and easier. And it just becomes a part of your life. It becomes what you are, and it becomes who you are. Some of you mad because I'm talking about smoking this morning. I'm talking about sin. I ain't talking about smoking. Y'all all right? It gradually just becomes easier and easier and easier. You know what happens? Even your conscience.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. Amen. You get to where you don't even live in fear of it.
Amen.
Are we okay?
Well, that's good.
It just gets bigger, bigger. Its effect.
Amen.
I'm talking about the effect of it. You ain't got to look far, not even around this room, to see the effect of sin.
I'm
not against divorced people. We love them. We don't think just because you're divorced, God puts you on the shelf. We think God still get glory in you. God views you. Amen. There's a place for you in God's family or God's army. Amen. We're not going to make you a second-class citizen around here. But I guarantee you there ain't a divorced person in this place who wouldn't look at any young couple in here and say, I don't recommend it.
Yes, sir.
Its effect.
Amen.
I can't imagine my grandson getting me, spent the night with me last night. I can't imagine having to hold him and tell his wife and mom and dad. I can't imagine. Please don't let
him. Amen.
The effect.
Yes, sir.
Sin will affect your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, it will.
It destroys, it kills. Just like that leprosy, from the inside out.
Hey.
It's an example. Leprosy, it's a picture of sin. It's a fact. It infects. It infects. And it easily spreads to others.
Right?
How many of you remember growing up in a home where this was done or that was done, and you made a statement as a small child? I remember that.
Yeah.
But you did.
Right.
You did exactly that. Sin's contagious. Sin's contagious. It spreads. A lot of times we get this idea, I'm not hurting anybody.
Wow.
What I do, and this is the mentality of America, what I do with my own body. It's like these women killing babies. The government can't tell me. You can't pass a law telling me what to do with my own body. It ain't your body we're worried about. It's the one living inside you.
Amen.
We don't think we're harming anybody else.
Yes, sir.
You get around sin, it's like that flu going around. You're going to get it.
Yes, sir.
I think I made this statement the other night. My mama used to say, you sleep with dogs, you don't get up with fleas. I used to tell our young people this all the time. You are now, or you will become who your friends are. I used to tell mama all the time, it don't matter who I run around with. You know what it did? And thank God, God was merciful. God was gracious. I pick at Roger all the time, but for the grace of God, we'd both be dead. I can sit here right now, just off the top of my head, tell you several times we shouldn't have made it home. Are you listening? Even after I got saved, I thought I could run around with some of the old crowd. I couldn't do it.
Right.
One moment I was doing what they was doing. Are you listening?
Right.
Sin's contagious. It was so contagious, that leprosy, by the way, they had their own place. They called them leper colonies.
That's right.
And they couldn't leave that leper colony. That's why I said this guy shouldn't have been where Jesus was.
Right.
He was breaking the law, but he was desperate.
Yes.
He was desperate. He was willing to break the law, Brother Charles, to get to the Son of God. They put them in leper colony. He said, if you came near them, they had to hold a rag over their face and cry, unclean, unclean, no airs, don't come near me. You'll get what I got.
Amen.
Wonder how many of us parents would say, oh my, I don't want my children to ever get what I have.
Amen.
I don't want them to ever go through the heartache that I caused my own self. I don't want them to ever feel the pain, every stain of that sin.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
I don't ever want to have to visit one of my children or my grandbabies through that glass and have to talk to them on the phone.
Amen.
Some of y'all been there. Don't we want better for our children than we have for ourselves? Thank God for our ladies home. I had a lady call yesterday and trying to find Brother Jason. It's calls every single day. Somebody will put somebody in the ladies home. Thank God for them. Thank God. Some best friends I've got in this church, I thank God for them. They're not second class citizens. But that is not the will of God for your life.
Amen.
They got great testimonies and we love to hear them, but that's not the best testimony.
Amen.
The best testimony is I never did drugs. I never became addicted. I never lost my children. I never lost my family. Thank God we got Gary and Brandy. He was in jail and they lost their children. Got their children back. Got their marriage back. Thank God that's a blessing. But it never had to go there to you. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we didn't need a ladies' home?
Amen.
Wouldn't it be a blessing if we didn't need a men's home? Wouldn't it be a blessing if we didn't need an RU program?
Yeah.
The fact is, we do.
Amen.
Sin, leprosy, it's example, it's a type of sin, it's effect, it's infectious, and it's spread easily to others. Not only its example and its effect, but its end. Its end. It always ended with death. Those with leprosy always died. There was no shot. There was no chemo for leprosy. There was no radiation for leprosy. There was no magic pill for leprosy. A leper only had one hope, and that was supernatural intervention.
Right.
Isn't that just like the sinner this morning?
Yes.
Only God can forgive sin.
Yes.
We've all got the disease. We're all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Yes.
Every one of us have got the disease. Every one of us. You say, well, I'm not a sinner. If you are. You just lie.
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
Every one of us has broken or transgressed God's law in some way, shape, or another. I preached on the Ten Commandments one time. I think I preached on it for several Sundays. I did a whole series on the Ten Commandments. And if I hadn't committed every one of them physically, I committed every one of them in my mind.
Amen.
I ain't never killed nobody, but I thought of that. Lately. Y'all okay? Sin always, like leprosy, ends in death. It don't just get better by itself. We want to stick our heads in the sand and just hope it'll go away. It's not going away.
Right.
It's not going to get better by it on its own. This leper's condition is full of leprosy. He has a death warrant on his life.
Yes, sir.
But even with his horrible condition, I want you to notice his confidence.
Yeah.
Brother Aaron, he had something a lot of lepers didn't have. He had hope.
Amen.
I don't know if he had seen. I don't know if he had heard him preach. I don't know whether somebody just told him about miracles. I don't know the situation, but somehow he knew that Jesus could heal what was wrong with him.
Amen.
He was full of leprosy. He was near death, Brother John, but he said, if thou will. He didn't say, if you can. He said, if you will. You can make me whole. If you will, God, I know you can do it. He had confidence that God could conquer the very thing that was destroying his life. Oh, my. His attitude. He fell at Jesus' feet. He wasn't proud.
That's right.
He wasn't arrogant.
Yeah.
He wasn't trying to hide the fact that he was covered in leprosy. That's what we do with our sin.
Right.
Trying to hide it with this and hide it with that. His attitude, he fell at Jesus' feet. Said, oh God, if thou will. If thou will. Oh, somebody give us off this morning. Say, God, if you will.
Yes, sir.
God, if you will, I know you can make me whole. I know you can. By the way, I know you can. And I look around this room, not just at my testimony, but at the lives and the testimony of many sitting in this room. And I'm here to tell you, honey, if you've done it for me, and if you've done it for them, he'll do it for you. There's some sitting in this room this morning that were far worse off than where you're sitting this morning.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said it a while ago, own families gave up on it.
Yes.
Everybody done everything they knew to do, and then some. But God.
Yes, sir.
You know what they said? Just like the rest of us, I've done all I can do. I've done all I know to do. I'm going to give God a shot. God will fix your marriage when you've done all you know to do.
Yes, sir.
So we just don't love each other anymore. That's the devil.
Right. Amen.
I didn't come to preach on marriage this morning, but it keeps creeping up. God put the spring back in your step. He put the spark back in your relationship. The reason it's gone to begin with, because God's not been in the center of that thing. His attitude, he fell at his feet. He said, Lord, if thou wilt. His action, he besought him about the sin. He come looking for God. He come looking for Jesus. He broke the law, left the leper colony to get to where Jesus was. I don't know why you're here this morning. I don't know if somebody brought you. I don't know if somebody bribed you. I don't know if you crawled out of bed and said, I'm going to have some help. Hey, but if you'll come see him in the Lord, you will find him this morning. He's not playing hide and go seek. He's not saying, well, maybe I'm here or maybe I'm over there. He's right where you need him to be.
Amen.
And that's right where you are.
Yes, sir.
Love the old song that said, when I could not come to where he was, he came to me.
Amen.
I'm glad we serve a Savior who makes house calls. And by the way, he's in the house.
Amen.
ability to counter out this with yourself. That's somebody who knows what I'm talking about. His attitude, his action, and then his asking.
Yeah.
Do you know why this boy got healed? You know why he got healed? But Jackie, he asked. He asked.
Yes.
Oh,
that's right.
If you will.
Yeah.
Lord, if you will. I know thou canst make me.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, if you just touch me. Why?
Amen.
You know what the Lord said?
Hallelujah, brother.
Let me show you something. This story is big.
Yeah, brother.
It's big.
Yes, sir, brother.
Verse number 13, the Bible said, and he put forth his hand.
Yeah.
Watch this.
Yeah. Yes.
And touched him.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a big deal. You don't touch a leper. You don't touch a leper. You don't let him breathe on you. You don't let him get them come near you. But Jesus put forth his hand and touched him. Why? He's immune.
Amen.
He put forth his hand and touched him.
Yes, brother.
This whole world might not have nothing to do with you. You might have family that won't have nothing to do with you. But I'm glad we got a Savior who reach out and he'll touch you this morning. I promise if you'll reach up, he'll reach down. Brother Tommy sang that song, he touched me. Oh, he touched me.
Hallelujah.
Made me whole. Oh, what joy flooded my soul. Thank God he'll touch a leper. Amen. Hey, there might be some churches in town that don't want you around. Come on. These churches in town that certain classes of people go there, you know what they tell them? You need to go to Happy Valley. I say thank y'all very much. Well, I ain't sitting in the pew with somebody like that. Well, maybe you ought to go over there. This is a hotel for sinners. A hospital for sinners, not a hotel for saints. Are we okay? It's confidence. You have the right attitude. The Lord changed your life. You get your attitude straight. You get your attitude right. Kind of like that little lady who came to the Lord. And the Lord called her a dog. And she said, yes, Lord. You're right.
Yep.
I give right attitude. How dare that preacher tell me I'm a sinner? You are.
Yes.
And you ain't gonna get no help till you realize it.
That's right. Amen.
Are you listening? Ain't nothing gonna help you. Till you realize it. I got it.
Yep.
I got all the symptoms.
Yep. Amen, preacher.
I've got this sin sickness going on in my heart.
He does listen.
Amen. In my life, I've got it. I broke out.
Amen.
I see it having an effect on people around me. I'm spreading it.
Yeah.
I've got to get some help.
Amen.
He saw his condition. He saw his confidence. And then his cure.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm glad. I don't know who sang it, Brother Todd, but somebody sang a song, There Is a Remedy. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a choir. Actually, somebody sang the choir. There is a remedy. Yeah, this is a choir.
Amen.
There is a remedy.
Amen.
That's true.
Amen.
I'm going to sound a little conspiracy theory in here, but I believe they can cure cancer if they wanted to.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
I really do. You know how many billions of dollars a day they'd lose?
Right.
Isn't that wicked?
Yeah.
How bad would that be to have a cure?
Amen.
And to keep it secret. Well, we've got the cure for the biggest disease that's ever been in all of
us. Yes,
we've got the cure for the disease of sin. We've got the cure to broken homes. We've got the cure to broken marriage. We've got the cure for every crime you can imagine. We've got the cure for every sin in the book. It's right here.
Amen.
We have the antidote. Oh, would it be a shame if we kept that to ourselves? God cured me. I ain't telling nobody else about it. Oh man, we ought to spread that thing around.
Amen.
It's cured.
Amen.
It's cured. You had faith. I came to Jesus and said, if thou wilt. I can't get over that thing little Todd. He touched it. He just reached out and grabbed that old one. That's what salvation is. What a process.
Amen. Amen.
What a seven-step program. Bible said he touched him. Like what y'all said.
Amen.
When Jesus touches your life, it's immediate. Now, there may be things you have to work on and the Lord has to work on.
Amen.
But immediately, you don't get a little bit saved. You don't get part one and part two and part three. When you get born again, you get born again. You ever been to the hospital when babies are born? You don't get a leg one day and an arm another day. You get that baby all at once. You get the whole thing. It might be easier if you could get it gradually. Did you get the whole thing? Hey man, when I got born, I got born.
Amen.
When I got born again, I got born again.
Amen.
Well, what a horrible thing. But Jesus, what a marvelous and loving God. That he'd come in a place like this. Take his holy, sinless hand and touch sin. Like me. And there's a lot of preachers out there that claim that they touch is something like
hey.
If I touch you, I touch you.
Yes.
But if Jesus touched everybody he ever touched. Everybody he ever touched. Even those that reached out and caught a hold of him.
Yeah.
Your life was checked. Maybe somebody just needs a touch. I don't know who I'm preaching to this morning. Could be somebody who's saved, just got a little bit of sleep. A little cold, a little indifferent. Life piled up on you.
You're right.
Amen.
Cause you doubt and get bitter.
Yeah.
Hard.
Amen.
Maybe you'll see on the soft and say, touch me again.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about salvation, not getting reborn, resaved. You can't do that. I'm talking about getting refired.
Yeah.
Getting joy back. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Let sin creep in your life. We've all done that. Every one of us. Well, I'm glad we can come again, Brother Eric. Could be somebody here this morning said, I ain't never been healed. I don't know if I died today, heaven would be my heart. If the Lord had saved me, boy, I'm about to get that settled. He will. It's like he told that leper, I will. I sure will. He looked at that lame man by the pool of Bethesda and said, wilt thou be made whole? You want to walk again? You want to get over what's got you down?
Yeah. Amen.
You want to get over what's got you beat down? You want to get over what's got you depressed? What's got you disturbed? You want to get over it? You want to get up and walk? That guy starts making excuses. A whole verse of excuses. I have no man to put me in the water when that angel goes, blah, 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 blah. The Lord doesn't even acknowledge his excuse. The guy gets up and I just got a feeling Jesus is saying, are you done?
Amen.
You done?
Yeah.
Arise.
Yeah. Amen.
Take up thy bed and walk.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
He didn't ask, can you be the man? Oh, he said, will you? It's up to you. That leper didn't say, can you heal me? He said, will you heal me? And the Lord said, I will, but it's not good. Let's stand up and lead all over the house this morning.